Okay, who's ready to share? I know Roy is. He said he is. Yeah, you just said you're ready. Oh, she's ready? Okay, what are you going to share? Can we have a mic run out in front? Thank you. Question to you was, what insights did you get just now?
Okay.
I have and I want to give love to myself and know the emotions that I have to embrace and face.
The emotions you have to face and embrace. So what was the insight? That you now know which emotions you have to embrace?
Yes, it's the emotions that most of us have felt, passed down by the parents. I have to work from now on, but I can do it.
What are the emotions?
Love, understanding, kindness.
You want to embrace more love, understanding, and kindness, right? That was your insight?
Sí.
So what do you have instead? I had fear.
I don't know them.
Really? I think you know them really well. I think you know them so well that you kind of put them over there and you're not even going to go there. That's why you detach and go somewhere else so you don't have to feel them. But that might just be my impression. I might be totally wrong.
Non lo so. Forse sono in una
I don't know. Maybe I'm in a sort of closed box and I have to open up the box. Something is there, of course.
If you right now you're feeling in a closed box, who's going to open that box? Who's going to be the one who's going to do that?
Io.
That's me, myself, of course.
So you were very, very evasive about the emotions that you're feeling that are stopping you from opening that box. So what about if you do your most courageous act right now and say, okay, this is what I'm actually feeling?
Sì. Okay, vado ad aprire la scatola.
All right, I'm going to open the box.
Yeah.
Coraggio, la volontà ce l'ho.
I have the courage and the willingness to do that.
Yes.
Devo imparare.
I have to learn.
Wow, you're right now opening the box. Is she opening the box? Is she ready to open the box?
Sì.
Are we there? Are we watching this? We're all opening a box. Don't think she's the only one. But we feel that hesitation, right? Okay, I'm going to start now. I'm going to open this box now. Okay. Oh my God. So, emotions.
Well, you know, the very fact that I stood up and I started talking before all these people, I felt ashamed, I was a bit scared, you know, because despite everything, I'm facing it.
Right? I feel shame and I feel scared. Right? Shame and fear. Say, I feel shame and fear. Is that true?
Sì, sì, verissimo.
True, absolutely.
Could you say it? Just so your own mind can hear you say, oh, yeah, this is what I feel.
Provo vergogna e paura.
I feel shame and fear. Bene?
Great.
Sì.
She feels shame and fear. Yep. Okay, so now tell us your obstacle, it'll make it easier. What was the number one obstacle? If you overcome that, everything's going to change? What is it?
Well, you got to the heart of it.
It's kind of my job. I love doing that.
Well, I thought so.
Allora, il mio ostacolo è... La paura di,
my obstacle is
di perdere la mia
the
vita,
fear of losing my life, not physical death, but of wasting my life.
Okay, she has a fear of wasting her life. Okay.
Posso sedermi?
Can I sit down?
sure.
Grazie.
I'll come closer to you. Okay, you can sit in the okay. Sì. Okay. Mm-hmm. So do you feel maybe that right now you haven't done enough or you have not been contributing enough? Where's this shame coming from that you feel you're wasting your life away?
And that dalla vulnerabilità.
Probably from vulnerability.
Do you feel vulnerable? I bet you feel vulnerable right now. I feel you, yes. But the vulnerability is not the thing that... Is that stopping you from actually doing what you want to do? So you could get hurt?
Because I don't know how to do it.
We all don't know hows. We can give things a go and say, I'm going to try this strategy, I'm going to try that strategy. But we never know how it's going to go at, where it's going to turn out. We don't know. Is that true? Right? The only thing we can do is we can make a choice that feels right and that seems totally aligned with what and who we are, and then go for it and then see what happens. And then whatever happens, we'll deal with. Because think about it. How often have you planned something out that was really, it was the most amazing strategic plan ever? I'm sure you've done that many times, right? And did it sometimes not work out? Right? As we can be the most amazing strategies, but then something else happens. So that's why, you know, I was stopping Loredana from, I want full control. Because that is what is up this planet, is we want full control, especially for women. Because we think that's going to prevent us from having pain. If we could only determine everything, we'd be fine. But we know that's an illusion, right? So my guess is that whatever's going on right now is a memory of something where you made that choice. You made the choice of, I'm going to feel shameful. I'm going to feel fearful. I'm not going to go there anymore. Because that one time when I did, I was shamed and... I don't know, something horrible happened. And all that's happening right now is you're replaying that film again and again and again. And it has such a strong emotional impact on you, right? That it can totally throw you out of your center. So where you are right now is so amazing because you're saying, okay, I see this. I see how I'm stopping myself. And now I'm going to stop doing that. And instead, what are you going to do instead? Instead of feeling shameful and guilty, what are you going to do? Shameful and fearful. How would you like to feel instead?
Ampliare il coraggio che già
sento. I want to strengthen my courage, and I know it's there.
It's not a feeling. Andare a prendermi. How would you like to feel instead? I show this because it's such a beautiful example of so many of us that we have disconnected from feelings, from our body, from the now. We're just up here and we have plans and fear. But the moment we come into our bodies again and we feel the emotions, what do you think is going to manifest your new life? Either those emotions of shame and fear, which you've done really well up until now, which I think you're pretty good at this, or different feelings, but honey, you're going to have to access those feelings. Is it true that you sometimes feel really numb?
Sì, ho pensato che con la meditazione.
I thought that with meditation I can work on that.
And you can. But here's the thing about meditation. Meditation is actually more to become calm, to get control of our mind, right? But it's not the best way to process emotions, because emotions are energy in the body. That's why when you combine it with breath, for instance, you will find more relief, because you're setting an intention and you're using that vessel of breath to actually clear your body. It's the simplest way. But my invitation is much simpler to you. Stop being so scared of emotions. And give yourself days of being really emotional, feeling every feeling, but intensely. Yes, if you want to feel high joy and love and all that, you have to be able to know what the opposite is. Remember what Roy said, it's yin and yang. We need to know what we don't know and want. So if we keep trying to keep a sort of level, no, not too much sadness. No, not too much anger. Oh, not too much frustration. What's going to happen? It's going to build and build and build until you feel so awful in your body that you snap out of it and you go somewhere else in your mind. Are you seeing the pattern?
Okay.
So the next 2 days, really use them as your gift. We're all here, one family. Is that true? Are we all here for each other?
Yes.
Is any of us in judgment mode?
No.
We're one ship. This is one quantum ship. And we all rise together. Mm. And you're just brave enough to bring that aspect out. Because we all have that aspect, don't we? Just in different areas. And if we see that, we're observing it, and we're also observing your shift. And I see a shift in your face right now. I see more, I'm okay, it's okay. Is that true?
Sì, yeah? Te ringrazio.
Yes, thank
Feel
you.
Feel those emotions and just follow on and do what you're doing. Yeah? Okay.
Okay, per cui devo accettare quelle.
So I have to accept the disturbing emotions and let them go and let the others come in.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Grazie.
Salve, il mio nome è Maurizio.
Hello, my name is Maurizio. I come from Germany. And I'm here together with you. I'm so happy to be here.
Das ist so schön.
Volevo dire che amo la tua paura.
I love your fear. And what you're feeling now, I love it. And let me say something more. I am vulnerable, and I want to be vulnerable. I want to be one of you, someone like all of you. Because each and every one of us here, attending here at this seminar, throughout the world, our evolutionary level is perfect. You're beautiful. I'd like to thank Roy and Joy for giving us the possibility to grow with this wonderful information.
He was saying thank you so much for this opportunity for us to grow, and that we're all, I won't say it as beautifully as you, that we're all one community and we want to all feel each other because we're all different aspects of each other at different levels of evolution. I believe that's what you said. It was really nice. Thank you. So what's your insight for yourself? Would you share that too? Würdest du uns auch mitteilen, was für dich die größte Einsicht war?
Sì. No, in italiano, sono italiano.
Sure, I love your Italian.
Ho imparato che c'è solamente...
Well, I learned that there is just one way, which is love.
I learned there's just one way, and that is love. Thank you. So what are you not going to do anymore?
Di essere disordinato.
To be untidy.
You're going to be tidier now?
Sì.
Quindi adesso sarai ordinato?
Sì, diciamo che sono con tutti gli esseri umani che vengo in contatto.
With all the human beings that I'm going to get in touch with, I have
ordinato possibile.
A deep desire to be as tidy as possible. You know, I already do it, but at home, I'm a bit of a mess. This is the truth, and I cannot deny it.
At home, he's a bit of a mess. So now, with all the people he's going to be in contact with, he wants to be the tidy person. I love your tidy quantum self. Yes, cool, thank you. Yeah.
Grazie.
Thank you.
So just because we might have a few more untidy people listening, and you know, there might be a few teenagers who might be listening right now, what's the cost of being untidy?
Beh, certo, se sono più ordinato, che i miei strumenti a casa siano tutti a posto, che i mobili,
everything is in its own place at home, all the furniture in its place and well built, all the boxes, because I moved to a new house.
Cost of being,
you know, everything in its own place.
Totally.
I can invite my friends.
Ah, okay, so So is the cost of being untidy that you do not invite friends home because you're kind of embarrassed of the mess that they would see?
Certo, in questo momento dico, mamma mia.
Well, yes. I said to myself, Maurizio, you can't be that. You work, you do so many things for so many people, and you're not doing anything for yourself at home.
So he realized he's doing so much for other people, but not for himself and his own. Good. So where do you, I just want to really get into that pain, because the more you allow yourself to feel the pain, the more you're able to release it and then get into the better feelings, right? So where do you feel that pain of the embarrassment? Is it embarrassment? And where in your body do you feel it? When you're thinking of the idea, oh, I'd love to invite my friends around, have a beer or wine or whatever, but my apartment, oh my goodness, no. Where do you feel it?
Sì, qui.
Here.
Good. Thank you.
Grazie.
So pay attention when we do our journeys, what happens to that. So for all of you, notice where you feel the pain of your challenge and where in your body do you feel it. How strong is it? So that when we've done our journeys, you can observe for yourself how is it shifting. Right? Cool. Thank you so much, Maurizio.
Grazie.
Grazie.
Thank you.
Mi chiamo Fiorenza.
My name is Fiorenza and I come from Ferrara. I have a big block. Here, in my heart, I feel a lot of pain.
She feels she has a big block and a lot of pain in her heart.
41 anni che seguo un figlio che è nato con dei problemi.
I have a son who was born with many, many problems. I've been following him for 41 years, and I'm not living my life. I'm living his life. I'm at the service of his soul.
Challenged with a lot of problems from day one, it sounds like, and I've spent 41 years of my life following his life and not leading my life.
Dovrà fatto diversi interventi.
He had several heart surgeries, and he will have more. I'm asking for courage. I need more courage. During the meditation, I ask for more courage. But I really wish, you know, the space for myself is so small. I really need to find myself. But when I find myself, I don't know what to do with it.
Yeah. She says, there's so little space for me, but when I find space for me, I don't know what to do with that space. Who knows that problem? And you are the ones being honest, because I encumbered that too. And then I thought, oh my goodness, if I had more time, what am I going to do with this time? Once you've done everything you know you're going to do, you're going to have to do what? You're going to have to grow again, right?
Well, you know, I try to find love for myself as well. It's something that I forgot to do. I can't.
To start finding love for herself, so it's something she's got to do.
So I go back to moments when I think I have this love for myself, but I cannot find myself. It's not my life. And I think
you go back to moments where you felt that love for yourself, but it's no longer your life. Is that what you're saying? Sure, it's in the past, right?
No, non esiste.
Oh, you can't.
It doesn't exist.
Neanche nella vita da bambina.
Not even when I was a child. It's not there. There is no memory. I cannot find anything.
Okay. So there's a difference between I can't find anything and it's not there. I challenge your memory there. Because my suspicion is that you've done what we always do, is we put a filter on. There was a moment, sometime, where you decided, okay, I'm not lovable. I can't love myself. This is not what I'm going to do. And from then moment onwards, you wouldn't have even noticed moments where you did love yourself, right? So when we do the quantum journey, we're now going to go back to a moment where we were all that love, right? So you remember it again, okay? And when that memory starts coming up in you, pay good attention. And don't analyze it to death in your head. Just allow it to be. Remember, this is an experience weekend. We're not going to be able to solve all the problems that every person has right now, but we will give you that experience of what life would be like without that. So what life would be like if you did love yourself? Because you see, that's exactly the problem that we so often have, is that when we're in the midst of that dark forest, we can't even imagine that there would be lights and rainbows and unicorns and whatever. We're just so in that pain, right? So we've got to get to that state where you can imagine it again. Does that make sense?
Mi serve coraggio.
I need courage.
Io sono coraggiosa.
I am courageous. Right. Mm.
I think this is such a good time to do a Five Elements. Would you agree? Yeah? Okay. So we've heard a beautiful... Thank you. Thank you. We've heard a beautiful... A beautiful kaleidoscope of stuckness, right? All the different areas we can get really stuck. So now let's shift that. I'm sure you've all had your own insights. You're seeing what's really blocking me. What do I want instead, right? And even if I can't imagine that that is possible, let's, for the moment, just think it is. Okay, that's all you need to do. And now let's start tapping. So put away your notes. And let's shift this energy through our bodies, right? There's so much we can do with our minds, with the talking. It's here that needs to move the energy, okay? So get your clear obstacle, put it in front of your mind's eye. What color does it have? What person was it? What symbol is it? Have it right in front of you. Take a deep breath in, exhale. Take another deep breath in. And maybe all stand up. Come on, you're getting all sloth-like. Get up and ground through your feet. Put your feet hip distance apart. The way you know what hip distance is, you put your two fists together, and if they have room between your feet, those are your hips. Right? So check, are they good? Now keep a micro bend in your knees. Don't lock the knees, but keep a little bend. Okay. Shrug your shoulders up to your ears and down. Let's do that again. Breathe in. And now the other way. Breathe in. One more. Okay, now start doing our switch. And you can move now if you want. I love and accept myself. Even if I have this big obstacle and all these limiting beliefs and all these emotions, and I love and accept myself, when I now choose to release this obstacle, to overcome this challenge, and to download all the resources I need to do so with grace, ease, and joy. And breathe. Your voice is the most powerful voice for your unconscious mind. So let it hear you. Underneath your left arm, we have the spleen meridian. This is all about self-confidence. So tap into that self-doubt. All those nasty stories you keep telling yourself, and you say, obstacle. I cannot hear you. Obstacle. I love and accept myself with all my self-doubts, all my limiting beliefs, all my lack of self-confidence at my deepest level, and from the very first time that I felt this way. And I choose now to release this obstacle, to overcome the challenges, and step into the power of my quantum self. And breathe. Good job. Thumbs. Now we're working on the lung meridian. Now the lung gets really upset when we have all that grief and the sadness and all that, right? So embrace that grief. Embrace all the sadness you've ever felt and say, obstacle. I love and accept myself with all my toxic emotions. with all the limitations that I have created for myself. And I now choose to release everything and anything that no longer serves me and step into my power of joy. I deserve to feel joyful. I deserve to be happy. I deserve to be healthy. I deserve to be successful. I deserve to have loving relationships. And I deserve to love myself. Good job. Liver. Start massaging this beautiful detox organ underneath your right rib cage. You cannot miss it. You can tap it. Okay, here we're going into anger. I want to forgive first. Okay? So all these mistakes you've made, all these moments that have passed, all this time you've wasted, allow that anger to really just be there for a moment. And breathe. And say, I love and accept myself. Even when I'm angry and I hold grudges, and I love and accept myself, when I now choose to forgive myself and to release all this anger and step into my power of forgiveness. I forgive myself and I choose to be at peace. So, own your goddess warrior stance. Come on. If I could come and push you now, I couldn't push you over. That's how strongly you're rooted into the ground. You feel that? Okay. Fear. I love and accept myself. Even if I believe that I am weak, not strong enough, not good enough, and I love and accept myself, when I now choose to release all patterns of fear, conscious, unconscious fear, and step into my power of courage, I am courageous. Obstacle, I will overcome you. Obstacle, I can overcome you. Obstacle, I am overcoming you now. Good. Okay, now again, the obstacle in front of your mind's eye. Look it in the eyes. And now let's cut some links. Wave the air in front of your heart chakra and your crown chakra. Okay, we're connecting brain to heart. Looks funky, I know. You're also balancing your chakras, and we're now gonna say, enough's enough. Enough's enough. I am here to serve in greatness. I am here to overcome my obstacles with grace, ease, and joy. Fear, you no longer have any hold on me. I am stronger than you think. I am stronger than I think. I claim my power back. And I give you your power back. I claim my freedom back. And I give you your freedom back. I claim back what's mine. And I give you what's yours. I forgive you for all the pain and suffering you ever created. And I ask for forgiveness for any pain or suffering that I created. The past remains in the past. Only love can connect us. I wish you well, just as I wish myself well. Good, now put your hands on your heart. Take one more breath into that center of your heart. And then gently take a seat and notice what you notice. If you tune into your obstacle now, has it shifted? Do you feel something different in your body? Just notice what you notice.